Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to talk more about the personal development subject that we got into yesterday and really centering around self-reflection. And I want to focus specifically on your professional life. And the question you want to ask yourself are you doing what you love? And are you being fairly compensated for the work that you do? And if the answer to that is no, is there something else that you could do within your company, within your industry, that would bring you more enjoyment? And the reason I say within your company or industry, because it's far easier to navigate something you're already in, right? You know the industry, you know the business that you're in, you've probably already proven yourself in that industry, and if you just want to move in a different direction or take on a new challenge, that's much easier than starting all over in an industry that you may have an interest in, but you may be less familiar with and have less experience in. And that's really what we want to focus on. So then the question becomes, assuming you can find something else within your company or industry, what steps could you take to begin to pave the way towards movement in that direction? Are there people that you could sit down and have a conversation with? Are there people that are in that part of the business right now that you could get more information from? Are there mentors that could help you get where you want to go? Or is there just somebody within the business, maybe it's the CEO or the owner, that could really help you, that would really want to help you? And the approach there is, you know, I have an interest in this, and I would love to get your guidance, right? That's a great way to start that conversation with that person that has the ability to put you in the position that you want to go in. So those are some things to think about, again, in terms of movement within the industry that you're in or within the business that you're in. But if your passion lies outside of your industry, could you start to create that type of business in your spare time? Because the mistake most people make is they have a well-paying job or just a job that pays the bills, and all of a sudden they quit that job and they go to start something new. And now they're trying to start a business with no income. And often that ends in bankruptcy or you know, lost relationships. I mean, bad things happen when we get into a time when money gets tight. And certainly if you're starting a new business without an income, unless you have a tremendous amount of money saved, that's a difficult thing to do. So you really want to think long and hard about how you're going to approach it and test it before you go and throw all your cards in or throw all your money in, I should say. That's really the thing. I mean, even as simple as McDonald's bringing out a new sandwich, they don't bring it out all over the country at one time. They'll test it in particular markets to see how it does. And if it works, then they'll go in. You want to think the same way. You're thinking about starting out on your own business, stop watching TV, give up some of those spare time activities that you have, and start focusing on building the business or gaining the knowledge that you need to start that business before you give up your primary income stream. And so that's really what we want. That's really what you want to look at. And so in an ideal world, you know, you want to look at that time and use it on something that can have benefits for you and that can drive revenue for you down the road. If you know someone who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's just joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click the links to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever they need to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on personal development, but we're going to get to the personal side of it. In other words, what you're doing in your personal life. But for today, I just want you to think professionally. Are you where you want to be? Are you doing what you want to do? And if not, what is it that you can do to make those subtle changes to get you moving in the direction you want to go? Thank you.